It's the Riot Podcast. How's it going?
Obi is enjoying his mid-morning chips and Mountain Dew snack packed thing that he's got.
Found some corn chips in there. Who knew, right?
I think there's salsa in the fridge.
They're like ribbons.
Yeah.
You know, this is a party. You got ribbon at a party. Not at my party, but at somebody's party.
We have in this podcast, Dawn from Firefly joins us, and we...
Wasn't that last week?
No, that was Monday.
Okay. Hey, somebody make a note that I need to make sure I pull that and put that in the podcast
put
folder.
Put that in here. Okay. No, last week was canon.
Okay, sure.
Yep. So Dawn from Firefly, and don't forget, if you ever miss any of our interviews, you can check out riot.radiou.com. If you want to catch up on some of them, they're all kind of located there for you in an easy place to get.
Easy to access location.
Yes.
Good times, right? I know. Hey, speaking of good times, there's no better time than now to go to radiou.com and click on donate.
For the next couple of weeks, depending on where you're at, you have a chance to join in on the Radio U Spring Fundraiser. So I'm not sure what our podcast situation will look like, but it'll be what it'll be.
I don't know. I don't know how much you're really going to hear from us over the next couple of weeks.
But, you know, obviously, if you want to help make sure Radio U stays on the air, because Radio U takes care of course, the Riot Podcast, you can help support and then let us know where you're listening from through the donate section of RadioU.com.
Yes, indeed. I really think that's everything. Like that, you guys enjoy the podcast.
Have a great week.
I've been pulling stuff all week for it. I feel like it's weaker than normal. But, I mean,
there'll be something you'll like.
Not everybody has an up week all the time, all right? Like, sometimes you struggle a little bit. Man, my allergies are driving me crazy. Enjoy the podcast.
Between that, the corn chips and the Mountain Dew, you're fine.
Boy, that corn chips, though. It's really extra salty. It's the Riot.
Think of the worst thing in the world. Okay, now listen to a clip of the worst of the Riot. That way it won't seem quite as terrible.
So Mabel met a girl at school and they became friends. Her brother was overseas fighting in World War II. And so Mabel decided to do something nice and write her sister's brother a letter. She was just like, whatever, we'll send him a letter. It'll be nice. He'll have a letter.
Yeah.
And then he wrote back and then she wrote him back.
Aww. And then they wrote back. Did they like each other?
They wrote each other letters for 2 years.
Aww.
And when he got home, they got married.
Aw, that's sweet.
They'd never met.
Yeah.
And I mean, they didn't get married like within a day, but they got married very shortly after he got home. They fell in love through their letters.
Like back in the day, they'd be like falling in love over Twitter or something.
Uh-huh. Well, you know, the thing I will say about letters is a little longer.
That's true. Now we don't need as many words.
Now we communicate
with, you know, little smiley faces.
Now we swipe left or swipe right.
That's not as romantic.
That's not exactly for love. I mean, technically it is, but I don't know that I'd call it love. So they got married and they, over the weekend, celebrated their 70th wedding anniversary.
That's sweet.
This is amazing. They have 6 kids, 17 grandkids, 27 great grandkids, and 5 great great grandkids.
And it all started just because she wrote him a letter.
It all started because she wrote a letter. She met a friend and wrote her brother a letter. That is crazy. My thing is, all right, when you're down to like 17 grandkids, you're not doing a very good job keeping track of those. Like you're not. There's 17.
Probably not.
17. Okay. Now, you got 27 great-grandkids. By the time you're down to great-great-grandkids, you don't even have their picture. You don't even, like, they're just, like, they could be
just there.
Whatever. You can run into them on the subway. You don't know them. You have no idea that you're connected in any way.
Do you think the great-grandkids would remember, oh, it's like it's great-grammy?
Well, no. I'm thinking law of diminishing returns here. Like, when you first have a kid, you're like, we have a kid! It's the best! But by the time you're down to your 5th great-great-grandkid, you're like, hey, another one.
Hey, just thanks for telling me.
Put it over there with the rest.
You never know. Maybe they were really into that.
Well, you're right. I don't know. But I'm just theorizing, you know. When you do the math, let's see, 6 kids, 17 grandkids, so that's 23. Jeez. You had 27 great-grandchildren. Now we're up to 50.
It's crazy.
And then the 5 great-grandchildren, that's 50. 50 55 people. Here's where it gets really crazy. 55 people that exist because of that letter she wrote.
Aww.
She wrote one letter and there are 55 people on Earth sucking up resources.
All
being
right.
Part of the problem.
Now, you don't have to go that way.
So
you can be
stop,
like, hey, nice story, and just leave it at that.
Stop writing letters. Stop connecting with people. What we don't need are more humans running around. So it's pretty cool. They had their 70th anniversary over the weekend, and the majority of their family was able to make it. They said the secret to staying married, or their secrets, were forgiveness, always being considerate, and doing what you can to try to help. So
I wish it'd be cool to read the letters, you know, like to, that'd be neat, an interesting book.
It would be pretty fascinating.
Like, oh, just it led to their love.
So they say they keep their love alive because they both love to travel. Last year they went to England. They spend every Thanksgiving with family members in Arizona. So
you could go there and hop in the family and they wouldn't even know. There's so many of them.
You could show up and be like, Grandpa, hey!
Congratulations. Happy anniversary. I'm here for food.
So many people.
Oh, don't remember me? That's okay.
That's okay.
You'll
it's
like
fine.
Me.
You're like, just pass me some turkey.
This is the worst of the riot.
No, go past this. Pass this part. In fact, never play this again.
Have you ever been pulled over by the police? It's scary.
Oh, don't you want to? And sometimes you do start to cry. You just feel emotional.
Yes. Well, you know what I hate about it is I feel like as an adult, you just don't get in trouble anymore. Like,
oh,
you haven't
yeah.
been, do you know what I mean?
No,
like
totally.
When you're a kid, like you're in trouble. You're always in trouble. You're always under the threat of trouble by any adult anywhere. As an adult, at some point, it's like, okay, yeah, I guess you get in trouble at work or maybe with a professor or something. But like the police have like, they have really put the hurt on you,
yeah,
right?
And they pulled you over and singled you out.
And you're just like, what did I do?
And
I
you get
know.
Nervous.
Yeah.
Like, let's just get this over with.
So
yell at me.
There was a guy in Battle Creek, Michigan. He got pulled over. And here's the thing, Nikki. He was, you know, driving without a license.
Well, that was his bad then.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he's got two bads. One, he was doing something bad enough to get pulled over. Two, he was driving without a license. Now, he had what I'm going to refer to as a non-traditional solution to this problem. Nikki's solution? Crying. Obadiah's solution? Shaking.
Well, I think because it depends. So did he not, was he on a suspended license or like not have a license? Because if you get pulled over and you don't have your driver's license with you, I think it's technically okay as long as you submit it or something. You've got a little bit of time.
It wasn't just that he didn't have it on him.
Okay, so then there was more to it.
Okay. I mean, like, that could be a very nerve-wracking situation.
Yeah, but a mistake or something.
This would be him, you're not supposed to drive.
Ah.
And he was driving anyway. So he reached over on the seat and pulled out his gun, and he fired at the officer, which, by the way...
Definitely not allowed to do.
I'm just going to let you know, at this point... You're actually now in more trouble.
You've escalated the situation by a big deal.
And I understand your thought is like, oh, this will solve it. Pretty much never going to happen. I'll just tell you that shooting at the police will never make this easier on you. They have a tendency to frown on that kind of behavior. And so as a result, the officer pulled his gun and fired at the guy's car several times, which, by the way, now your car's all messed up and you're going to be easy to spot.
Well, also, I'm sure the cop had his license plate and stuff.
Yeah.
By the time he would even go
He's
to the door.
He's already been pulled over.
Yeah, he would have been pulled over. So he ran you a long time ago.
So then he went ahead, he barricaded himself in the house.
Well, he panicked, yeah.
Which apparently, okay, this was actually members of his family. We don't know what kind of members of family, but people. And then the police eventually got him to come out.
And everybody was safe?
Yeah. I mean, nobody dies, but what ended up happening was, oh, actually, he didn't come out. My bad. The emergency response team got a warrant, and they sent their canine unit in that bit him big time, and then he's like, ow, and so then they pulled him out.
Then they got him.
Yeah, so the officer bit him, which is not something you normally want to hear, but it was a canine officer.
Do you see how the one choice snowballed?
Yes.
Into lots of other big problems. You could have just dealt with a problem there.
There are life lessons here, Nikki.
I think so.
There really are. I mean, if we wind it back far enough, there is the whole thing of like, you know, I made a mistake. My license is under suspension. I'm not going to drive anymore. So, I mean, it could
have. It goes back that far.
We could have stopped at that right there.
It goes back even to the choice of.
It could have gone farther than that.
Or even like what cost you to have your license taken away in the first place.
So, I guess what Nikki's saying is, today we're all going to make better choices.
Yeah, come
and
on!
Many of us think that, like, my better choice is I'm not going to shoot at the police officers. Now, admittedly, that's a good choice, but there are good choices that could have been made before that one. That's what we're saying.
And he never would have been in that position.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, let's all agree to make some better choices today.
Ever wonder how Obadiah spends his days off?
It's just me in a castle. I gotta fight like 1,000 wizards. The only way to beat him is to punch him as hard as I can in their faces.
And while he does that, you can enjoy this Worst of the Riot clip.
So over the weekend, I spent some time reading a brand new book. I think the book came out last Tuesday. I'd have to double check on that, but I know it's new. It's called This Is Awkward, How Life's Uncomfortable Moments Open the Door to Intimacy and Connection. Which, I don't really like the title.
The title was almost longer than the show. It's very lengthy.
It's a lengthy title.
Yeah. There. I mean, sometimes when you edit the book, you got to remember to go back and just edit the whole thing.
Yeah. Well, it's by a guy named Sammy Rhodes, who has kind of some infamy in that a couple of years. He was my favorite follow on Twitter. He went by @ProdigalSam, and he had a huge dust up with several comedians that were accusing him of stealing their jokes. And he finally just dropped out. He was like, I'm done. I'm not messing with this anymore. Forget about it. And then he resurfaced on Twitter, I want to say about a year ago, maybe a little longer than that ago, and started tweeting again.
And a lot about his upcoming book, which came out.
A lot of it did revolve around his upcoming book, which, yes, it was March 1st. So that was last Tuesday. I think I'm about halfway through the book. I actually really recommend it so far. I mean, in the back half,
it can really go downhill.
What if
it
falls apart? I don't know. Whatever. But you know what? It was really good because he actually writes about a lot of stuff. He talks about his parents' divorce. That takes up a couple of chapters. He talks about his dad. His dad was addicted to, I can't remember what, but basically was an alcoholic and a drug addict, and the effects kind of that had on him. Just like Terry Crews, we were talking about last week. He talks about just pornography in general and what that did to him and kind of what he went through. He was abused when he was a kid, and he found solace in porn and like how that's kind of affected him later in life and like all these different things. It's almost, in some ways, it's a little hard to read because it's really gut level honest. It's the kind of stuff I feel like we frequently, most of the people in our life, we sit down and talk to, like, if we would have like real honest conversations, I think most of us have got wounds that run pretty deep, but we.
Or deeper than your friends would know.
Right. I mean, like, you don't want to talk about it because who wants to talk about it? But then the other side of it is like, these are things that have really deeply affected us. And one of the things that I think is great about this book is people so often don't want to talk about these things. And here he is talking about these things. And there's some relief in hearing about it. Like, you know, my parents got divorced when I was a kid, and hearing him talk about the way that he was affected by that divorce, there was something like therapeutic for me just to hear him talking about how it affected him. I wouldn't say that I've enjoyed it, but it's been good. You know the distinction where it's like, maybe this isn't necessarily the easiest thing to read, but at the same time, I feel like it's been good to read it. So if you're kind of in between books, and I will just straight up say, like, if you come from a situation where your parents are divorced and you're looking for some comment, at least the first couple chapters of him talking about it, I found it to be, dare I say, therapeutic? I thought it was good. Again, I'm only talking about the first half of the book. The second half may be the worst thing you'll ever read.
You just have to finish it and confirm it.
At this time, I don't know. I'll come back later. But I didn't want to wait until I was completely done with the book, before we talked about it.
You're about to listen to more Worst of the Riot. It won't be your worst decision today.
I just found a bag of fireworks in the men's restroom. Would you guys like to light them off?
It is the Riot on Radio U, 877-2-RADIO-U, but don't call.
And don't forget, you can also check out riot.radiou.com. Let's see, last Friday we had a chance to check in with Cannon, new to our Radio U rotation, and we thought, oh, you know what, let's check in with Fireflight today.
Why not? Dawn from Fireflight is on the phone. That's why I said don't call right now.
Oh, because she's on the phone?
She's on the phone.
Yes.
Good morning, Dawn.
Good morning.
Hey, how are you doing?
I am doing good.
You sound very excited.
She's ready to go.
I am excited because, you know I almost screwed this interview up, and so I'm glad to redeem myself, and that's exciting.
Yes.
That's good. Obi had to call Dawn.
A couple of names.
And just a reminder that, hey, we were supposed to talk this morning, so it worked out fine.
No problem.
It's, you know, honestly, I just don't understand why there's, why when you put things into your calendar, it doesn't automatically alert you to them, why you have to go a second step to say, yes, I'd like you to remind me of this. Me, when I put something into the calendar, it already means that I'd like to be reminded about it. That's why I put it into the calendar.
Actually, yeah, that's a really good point.
Frequently, I forget to scroll down and hit, yes, alert, you know, yes, remind me about this.
Now, Dawn,
and that's what happened.
Do you have an iPhone?
I do. I have an iPhone.
See, that's the problem.
Would you like us to tell? It's not the problem.
Because if you, and I
it's a suggestion she's making.
I don't want to be a troll, but you know, when I put things in Google Calendar, it always reminds me.
Does it?
Is that right?
Does it? Because sometimes it does not with Obi.
Actually, not always. In fact, frequently, Nico would be like, hey, did you do the thing? And I'll be like, this stupid calendar.
So you forget it, but that's all right. It worked out. So how are you doing? Did you have a good weekend? Everything good?
Oh, yes, I had a great weekend. You know, I live away from the band in Albuquerque, New Mexico now for my husband's new job. And recently I've started helping out at a church here called Sagebrush with worship and stuff. And I've been having so much fun with it. So my weekends have gotten really exciting for the time that I'm not on the road.
So let's talk about, you know, obviously your husband, Matt, formerly from Waverly, he works at a radio station. Does he make you do radio stuff with him or does he just, you know...
No, he doesn't make me. Sometimes I will. Like yesterday, they were having a conversation that was concerning women, and I called in and peace of my mind.
Yeah.
So, you know, every once in a while I'll participate, but not as a general rule.
It's not one of those things where Matt's constantly like, and my wife from Firefly, who's on the phone now.
The Matt and Dawn show, is that it?
No. Not too bad. Not too bad. But it is a perk for me, though, because like, it's like an automatic in for whatever my single is. You know, I know they're going to play it because he's the one who.
That is true.
You know,
if not, that's somewhat uncomfortable.
Yeah.
But, you know, you got to deal with it.
You know what, babe? I just don't think this is the right time.
It's not.
It's a fun dinner conversation.
There's nothing wrong with the song. It's just that it's not right for us.
Good call. Yes, that's how you'd say
it's
that.
It's not you. It's us. It's not Firefly. It's us.
Hey, listen. We've had bands before too, where they maybe emailed us once, and then when they send a single later, they're like, they think we're like, well, we were best friends, weren't we? So you're gonna, of course, play
the
song.
I don't understand. So you have to play it, right?
It can be uncomfortable.
Why we talked to you in the first place.
Yeah, I mean,
that's why we were pretending to be your friend.
Yeah. I know, right? That's how it is.
We've had offers of marriage if we just play the single.
Just play anything.
Like, whatever, right?
It's good you turned her down, so that's fine.
It's fine. So we're on the phone with Dawn from Firefly. Dawn, what, like, you're Sagebrushing and Albuquerque-ing.
The rest of the group's still in Nashville.
What's the rest of the band doing?
Well, they're hanging out in Nashville and doing their thing. You know, Glenn and Wendy are the ones that are still in Nashville, and they're just, they've always been kind of like the brains and the, you know, like the business savvy of the band and everything. So they're just kind of there working the whole business aspect of Firefly, the whole machine that is Firefly.
Okay.
So they're working on that. They've also got Keep It Loud, which is a management company that they're working on with some new artists as well. So they're keeping busy, and we're all just kind of, I think, just appreciating a little time home in between our shows coming up later in the year.
So you're going to gear up for spring stuff, or do you think you'll mostly do Firefly stuff for the summer?
We're going to be doing a lot of summer stuff and then moving on to the fall. I think we've got some shows in Columbia planned in the fall. And so just some kind of random this year for us, but it's been kind of neat.
Yeah. Now, speaking of Columbia, I saw something, like I saw you posting last week about something that was happening in Brazil you were trying to get the word out on.
I think I was just posting. We have so many beloved fans in Brazil because Brazil people, they're just always at 10 for everything. So they love Firefly and they're at 10. So anyways, there's a lot going on in Brazil right now. They're struggling with the Zika virus and all sorts of stuff. And a personal friend of mine who I got to meet when we went down to Brazil, it's really sad. There are stuff that's going wrong in our country and we have things that we're struggling with. You know, I complain about how much healthcare costs all the time. But the fact of the matter is, if I go to the hospital and I am bleeding, they're going to take care of me first, you know?
Yeah,
but
sure.
In Brazil, it's not always that way. If you don't have the money at first, you can't get your surgery, things like that. And a dear friend of mine, Celia, she had needed a gallbladder surgery and was just debilitated by this problem. And so somehow got all the money together, even though they're a very poor family, and got the surgery done. And then months later, she's still having a lot of bad pain. Is unable to get the surgeon to get back in touch with her and stuff like that. She finally got seen by a doctor, and he told her that the surgeon failed to seal up her stomach.
Oh, my gosh, you're kidding. Oh, wow.
Not even kidding.
And wow.
So this is why she's been in so much pain.
Yeah.
Now she spent all her money on the original surgery, money that they didn't even have. And it's just crazy. And now that surgeon won't get in contact back with her. They can't, hold him accountable because that's just how tough it is in Brazil. That's just the way the system is.
It's just how it is.
They're still a developing country. Even though they've got places that are, skyscrapers and big, big cities and all that kind of stuff, they're still a developing country. Just the other side of the wall can be the slum, so the children don't have any shoes and they are on a Sarah McLachlan commercial,
Oh, my gosh,
so,
yeah.
It's just crazy, and I just feel so bad for her, and now she's like, well, I don't know what to do. I went to the public hospital, and they told me that in 6 months, maybe they can do my surgery to seal up my stomach, and I'm in so much pain and on all these painkillers, and I'm just praying for a miracle because I don't know what to do.
Oh, my gosh,
so
to be in that position.
It's a nightmare, so I was like, I don't know what I can do either.
Yeah.
But I'm just going to, go on Facebook and if anybody knows anybody or anything,
Just
try to help her is the very least I can do from so far away.
It's like, do we know any doctors in Brazil or anybody? But I don't think so either. But oh my gosh, that is terrible and frustrating when you want to help, but you can't help really. Or what can you do?
Yeah, yeah.
Aww.
It's disheartening, but I mean, at the same time, I think it helps. It really helps, I think, for us here in the United States where we're so blessed and don't even realize it because we've got our own problems and our own little lives we're living that helps to kind of snap us out and help realize, how many blessings we have, how much to be thankful for, and how great the need is in other places of the world.
Yeah, that is it's a good reminder to remember that and for others to at least see how we can help. So,
yeah.
Aww.
On the phone with Dawn from Fireflight, you said that you guys have got some shows coming up later in the year.
Probably summer stuff, later in the year for Columbia.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep, we're doing some festivals and stuff this summer. And I'm just trying to get out and about a little bit to see our beloved fans and all that and hopefully make new friends as well. So we're looking forward to that. And in the meantime, we're just kind of working the current album and, releasing the new singles and hoping that as people hear them, that they're going to love them as much as we do.
All right. So, hey, if you guys weren't paying attention, Dawn said that it's okay. If she doesn't know you yet, you can still become her friend. The docket's not full.
I am still accepting friends.
It is. It's nice. It's open.
So that's something.
Dawn always was the nicest, wasn't she? And she would take the friends.
I'm pretty friendly.
As
a rule.
Yeah.
What you should be doing right now is hunting your next meal out of doors. Since you're not,
you might as well listen to the worst of the riot.
Now, Nikki, in the Navy, you can sail the seven seas.
You can.
In the Navy, you can put your mind at ease. Because you can be fat again.
Or at least fatter.
The Navy's got a problem. There are people that want to be in the Navy, but they're too fat to be in the Navy. So what are you going
to
do?
Well, it's also not just those who want to join the Navy, but it's mostly those that are in the Navy no longer meet the physical requirements to continue to be in the Navy.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm glad there aren't any guidelines here. I'll tell you that right now.
Not in radio.
I'm glad there aren't. Any because
as long as you're fine getting in here, you're fine staying.
Some people fall short.
Basically, the Navy annually takes out about for, like, if you don't meet the physical standards again. The amount in 2011 was 694 people who were kicked out of.
Physical standards, you guys are just not in good enough shape to be in the Navy.
But it's going up because in 2011, or that was in 2011, in 2014, 1,535 people were removed. They say it's more people are removed for that than, like, drugs or anything else.
And so the Navy is like, we got to do something. So they've made some changes, okay? Back in the day, you were allowed to be 22% body fat if you were a male between the ages of 17 and 39. And if you were 40 and above, you could be at 23%. 23% for males, 33% for females. But now, you can be at 26% body fat.
They widened the window.
Come on. Come on.
Does that help?
I'll tell you exactly what it helps. Me get to Sonic today for another corn dog. Right there.
Because you're emotionally upset.
Well, I mean, plus I got to get that Diet Dr. Pepper with vanilla lime.
Now, they are loosening the restrictions, and that started in January. So if you failed your physical exam, I think they gave people like three or so many times to fail them. So if you failed your physical exam three or more times, you get one more opportunity this spring to see if you pass to be able to re-be back in if you are able to get in under the new guidelines.
So some people say that they use the tape test to determine what your body fat percentage is.
And measuring
it has something
tape?
To do with, like, yes, something around or your like neck and around
everything.
Whatever. And then they take the number.
And
a lot of people have been complaining like, hey, I'm really muscular. It's the test that's the problem. Yeah.
Well,
and it's just like how BMI. BMI is the worst because it punishes more muscular builds.
Yeah, but if you are in the Navy, you could very well be muscular. The Navy said that
people...
Well,
I'll tell you, the photos for this article are not...
They're not helping that, no. These are not actual people in the Navy, I don't believe.
I don't believe they are.
The people today, in general, are bigger, but not necessarily fat. So they are also considering to have larger uniform sizes, and that's the first time in two decades.
Yeah. The other thing they do say, though, is they say, in general, people are just bigger than they used to be, not fat.
No, like, but seriously, we like said this before. Go in an old home.
Oh, yeah, totally.
And it's like, what were people smaller and way shorter?
Yeah, I mean, it's like you go into like an old theater, like say they built
like
in the late 1800s. You got your...
It's like how you are in an airplane.
Yes, but worse even. Like, I mean, you've got your knees tucked up under your chin. I'll tell you what it is. It's bovine growth hormone.
I don't know what's wrong with us nowadays, but it's not even... You know, it's not even your width, it's your height, too. It's just, everything's just doesn't fit.
BGH has got you growing big, all right? Just like the cows in the field. It's why you're fat, too. It's the hormones that's in the chicken.
It's how it is.
Or the burger, or the whatever. But the Navy, they want you to know you still got a home on the boat, guys.
And you have one more chance this spring, again, to try to meet, the new requirements.
Yeah, and so, look, you want to join the Navy, like... Pass the Twinkies and let's head on down.
Well, in case you won't think that you can join and then let yourself go,
yeah,
no, it doesn't
true.
Work that way.
Well,
but they also mentioned how there's so many cybercrime opportunities for those.
Just like on CSI Cyber?
To be able to fight. And so maybe the loosened restrictions, you would work fine in that department.
So like NCIS Cyber?
Something like that.
Now I'm getting excited, okay?
But you can, not be as fit and work there.
There's a lot you might not know about Nikki.
At 16, she won the gold, turned pro, and was named one of Barbara Walters' most fascinating persons of 1994.
See what else you can learn by listening right now to The Worst of the Riot.
I feel like it's worth noting that I think that a lot of people, you get to a certain age, by a certain age, I mean 6 or 7, and you abandon some of life's greatest simple pleasures. And you're thinking like, oh, you mean playing?
Having that childlike happiness.
No, I'm talking about animal crackers, and I would even go as far as to just say a regular graham cracker. An animal cracker, granted, in its vanilla option is not that great, but have you ever had a chocolate animal cracker? Oh,
pull up a chair.
I actually don't mind the regular ones. There's something that just kind of works for only so long.
Yeah, it's got to be short term, I think.
Yeah, but every so often, it's not so bad.
Chocolate graham crackers have what I would call staying power.
Oh, they do?
Oh, my gosh. I'll tell you this right now. Get yourself a chocolate animal cracker and put a little bit of peanut butter on it.
To die for, right?
Look
out.
There's something special there. And if you happen to get two animals and you put a little peanut butter on one of them and then you make a little animal cracker peanut butter sandwich.
That's also good.
Man, what are you doing? Stop it already. Then, I mean, we probably need to reserve a whole other discussion for the frosted animal cracker, which is also very good. Far better than you think. And again, here's your thought. You're like, oh, those are for the kids in the nursery. Those are the little snacks for like the little kids. I'm a big kid now.
And you can eat those.
I don't eat the animal crackers. Well, let me tell you what. You are right now with that attitude. You are saying no to what could be some of the greatest things that are going to happen to you today. A frosted animal cracker, a chocolate animal cracker, a little bit of peanut butter.
Just stick with those guidelines. So did you have more graham crackers in the break room?
I had a graham cracker in the break room.
Is that where this is coming from?
It's gotten just stale enough to where I think it tasted a lot better than it did yesterday.
Yeah.
Because someone left it open on the counter, of course. Why would you seal it up in anything? That's stupid. That would be effort. I mean, what do you want me to do next? Clean off the counter or take out the trash?
Please.
Stop it. So I went ahead and had another, and it got me thinking about how wonderful the chocolate graham cracker is. And then I started thinking about frosted graham crackers. And then I shed a single man tear just in awe of what a wonderful world we live in, that these are options. And people scoff. Don't scoff. Should get right in there. Put your whole hand down in the bag and see what you come out with.
Get yourself, just remember though, the guidelines, the chocolate animal crackers or the frosted ones.
Oh, yeah.
Or the graham cracker, the chocolate graham cracker.
Available wherever fine foods are sold.
Well, thank you for that little bit of wisdom.
Let's call it a tone poem, yeah, a vocal essay.
to improve the day a little bit.
You're welcome.
Instead of the next Worst of the Riot clip, Obadiah has a special presentation for you.
I ever tell you about my Star Trek script? The Enterprise is 5 parsecs out of Rigel 12.
On second thought, here's that Worst of the Riot clip after all.
I don't know why all these states are legalizing marijuana or fighting over it or whatever when Benadryl is freely available everywhere.
Someone took Benadryl, a children's Benadryl too, a small dose.
Yeah, I buy children's Benadryl because you can get a smaller dose in it.
Sure.
But I was at a friend's house last night. There were animals involved. I came home and arms and legs, like red, swollen, itchy. Yeah, like that was crazy. That hasn't happened in a while. So I took some Benadryl. And first I took a shower and did the scrub where you're just like, okay, I'm just going to get rid of all of the dander and I'm going to feel just fine. And then after a while that didn't work. So I took some Benadryl and whoa, mama. Whoa. Wow.
Wowee.
Yeah. Like asleep with very little prompting at that point. And then even this morning, like I am sucking down coffee, soda, whatever, just trying to, I'm not even trying to feel awake. I'm just trying to break even. Like, cause I'm in the negative right now. I'm dumping this stuff in hoping if we could just hit zero,
then you'd be good.
If I could just get to zero, then I would be fine. But I'm not at zero right now.
But just keep trying.
Yeah, seriously. Like Benadryl, that's a psychoactive drug. I was flying. And it's not supposed to be like that, I don't think.
Well, especially not at the dose you were taking.
I mean, that's a mixer. Put it in 7-Up. Like, you're good. Like, you don't need anything else.
I don't think you're supposed to. Even though if you're sick, 7-Up sometimes helps. I don't think you're supposed to mix them together.
I know. I'm just telling you right now that all these people, all these substances that they've got locked up somewhere, Benadryl is all you'll ever need. It is all you'll need.
Now, they're going to catch on if you're coming out of the store with like 8 bottles of it.
You don't, okay, that's the thing. You don't need 8 bottles. You need 5 ounces.
5 of the children's size.
5 ounces of children's Benadryl, and you're going to be good.
Sleeping like
a baby.
That's why it's children's Benadryl.
Don't you worry about it.
You thought it was for kids. It's not. It's so you'll sleep like a kid.
And you'll be like, well, you know, I don't want to take it. I'll be having a good time. Nope, you're going to bed. That's it. Any plans that you have, any whatever, you don't have to worry about it. You have to worry about people binge drinking Benadryl. They're going to take a sip, and then they're going to be...
I think I remember sleeping a weekend away on Benadryl. So yeah. I try not to take it now.
Well, you know what?
I'm just no good.
I was like, I'm not taking very much, and...
You were tired enough, though.
So. It was like 12, 13 hours before I've got to do it. Like, I'll be fine. I'm not fine. I have this deep, overwhelming sense of being relaxed right now. And I know you're like, well, that's good. Nope, not in this. I'm supposed to be like on, awake, happening. And instead,
alert.
I just keep finding myself like, it feels nice. I'm just going to put my head down here for a minute. Don't worry about it. You know what? Has anybody ever noticed how comfortable concrete is? Just like how soothing it can be.
Oh, this is like the time you fell asleep on the sidewalk outside.
It's happened.
You just listened to some of the worst of the riot. But there's more where that came from.
I know. I checked. Online.
Get the full experience at riot.radiou.com.
So I'm looking at this article that really feels like the Department of Made Up Statistics, but here's what they say. They say that they took a look at all of the doctor's office visits in the United States in 2012. And here's what they figured out. For every 1,000 Americans over the age of 20 who visited the doctor, 49 out of those 1,000 visits listed obesity as one of the reasons why the visit took place. So I assume like you go in for what, a blood sugar thing and they mark it obese? I don't know. I don't know how that works.
Does it count as like your physical or something? Or they go in and you have like high blood pressure or something. And then like, it gets tacked on.
Hey, you're obese. I don't know. Maybe. So in the middle of all of this, and it's showing that 11 million doctor's visits happened last year as a cause of obesity. Now, this is a jump, but I want you to jump with me so we get this. What does it say at McDonald's when you go there on the sign? Millions and millions served.
Oh, sure.
Daily. Or it might say billions and billions. I don't know. But they have that little, like, it used to be a running number, and now it's just like a statement on McDonald's signs and it's the only old school ones. The new ones, they're like millions and millions of salads sold. You're just like, whatever. But think about this. All right. We got fat people going to the doctor. We got fat people going to McDonald's. To be clear, I'm obese, so I can say what I want because I'm fat too. At McDonald's, we just put a clinic right in the McDonald's.
I was going to say, the doctor at the, like one of those minute clinics?
Exactly that. Nurse practitioner, maybe, or whatever. So you just go ahead, you go into McDonald's, you're eating, and you're getting your health care right in the same place.
Don't you think that we need to put them to the side? Because otherwise you'd feel them staring at you.
What do you mean?
Like they'd be looking, judging while you were ordering.
Well, think about this. What if McDonald's, like opening these healthcare clinics, they start up a non-judgmental healthcare facility in which the doctor just says to you, like, no, you're fine.
Perhaps the doctor's overweight as well.
Well, yeah, because he gets free lunch at McDonald's every day.
Yes, he's eating there every day.
Absolutely.
That's funny.
So what do you think? I think that, like, that's a thing. Because it's like they're... You know, they're putting the Minute Clinic again, the CVS. You can't trust those people. They're just trying to sell you more pills over at CVS. Well, but at McDonald's, you can trust Ronald McDonald.
Plus, what if you, it's like you feel comfortable there, whereas you might not feel comfortable.
Well, you're obviously already going.
Yeah, you don't feel comfortable going into the doctor's office, but you got to remember, how do you get them in the McDonald's then? Because so many people go through the drive-thru, so.
Drive-thru Minute Clinic.
I feel like. Yeah, you just use the screen.
Drive through, and it's one of those things where, like, they take your blood pressure and your blood and all kinds of stuff. You just put your arm in the little cuff, and then they take it. And
oh, you put your arm out into the little thing, and then while you're holding on to your drink while it's being poured,
right.
That's when they can do, like, whatever testing they need to do, and then you pull out your drink.
It's fine with me. I think it's great. So that way, boom. Like, if we're going to talk about obesity, let's do it over some fries. You know?
A small fry. Because you are trying to cut back.
If you say so, I say get the Minute Clinics open and bring the supersize back.
So go there first and then eat because you'll be unhappy.
Yeah.
Since you enjoy listening to Obadiah and Nikki when they aren't even here, maybe you should follow them on Twitter. Find their feeds and more on the Riot page at RadioU.com.
Let's talk about 1996, May of 1996, when House Bill 497 passed in the Alabama Senate, and then days later, the governor of Alabama signed it into law, and that ended the good times in Alabama forever. For it was on that day, all those years ago, that bear wrestling became illegal.
I just can't believe. I mean, who loves to watch bear wrestling?
A lot of people did.
They didn't have much back.
It was that actually. Back that's then, probably part of it.
That was like, you know, MMA, UFC stuff. That was your pay-per-view.
Yeah, dude. People are like, hey, we're going to the fair and we're going to see that dude wrestle a bear. I've never seen anything like that.
I know. I've never seen a bear.
Yeah. Paul Bryant, the Alabama coach, he apparently is known as Paul Bear Bryant because when he was 13, he did in fact go to the fair. And at 13, he was 6'1" and weighed 180 pounds.
Wow.
And he wrestled a bear in Cleveland County, Arkansas.
He did?
Yep. They say that he did it to impress a girl and, of course, for the money because you got $1 for each minute he stayed in the ring.
With the bear.
But the owner wouldn't pay him. Mm-hmm. So then back in the day in Alabama, there was a guy named Jamie Cooper, known as the Country Rover. He was a local TV personality, and he was well known for going to the state fair and wrestling a bear. Hmm. And the bear put the hurt on him, too. He didn't get out of that.
Yeah, so let's not do that anymore.
Well, I mean, they don't. But that's the thing is you'll notice you were born under the bear. When there was no under this, you know, whatever. Like there was a time when the world was happy
and things were good. Wrestling?
Yeah, when bear wrestling was legal.
I just never knew. I was never a part of that. I was never in Alabama.
I know, but think about this, Nikki. I get you in the ring with a bear. The bear is hugging you and you're nose to nose at some point.
Yeah, I think that bear would be a product of a more hurtful environment.
Maybe not.
And I don't want a wrestling bear. I just want the hugging bear. But I don't think he can switch on and off like that.
My thing is like, I think that bear, all he'll know is like, he just thinks they're playing.
Yeah, he just thinks that's what you do.
Like, he's not thinking like, oh, I got to hold him down for 3 seconds and then I win the match.
And then he takes his paw and he goes, hits the mat.
Yeah.
It's like, got him.
That's totally it right there.
Bear wrestling. Wow. Mm-hmm. Way to go.
So it looks like there it is. Bear wrestling.
And when did you say it was not allowed anymore in Alabama?
Wait a minute.
What?
Am I reading this correctly?
Is this still legal in some states?
On April 21st, 2015, the Alabama legislature repealed the law outlawing bear wrestling.
So you can go and actually do that?
Technically, but they say it's now covered by several other laws.
Okay.
And so while
that doesn't work in this day and age. You're not really supposed to do that.
I don't know, Nikki. I can see you as a bear wrestler. Bear whisperer for sure.
That would be more my style.
And then, you know, every once in a while you whisper to them and then you just put them in a full Nelson so they know who's in charge. The figure four leg lock.
What if you do the arm wrestling? Yeah. With them. That'd be fun.
Just like, listen, Mama Bear will put a hurt on you and don't you forget it. Now come here and give Mama Bear a hug.
Well, we made it.
You have no idea what I've just been through.
If you want to subject yourself to more torture, you can find even more Riot clips online at riot.radiou.com.
You know, the Riot mostly features stories of people doing bad things and just watch how uncomfortable we get during the following segment in which we try to discuss something nice.
Because you just don't know how to handle it.
No, but I really, really like this. Okay, Charleston, South Carolina, Meminger Elementary School. On Wednesdays, there are a group of guys that get together for Gentlemen's Club.
Yeah.
Now.
Is that Fight Club?
When I say Gentlemen's Club, what do you think of?
Not a very nice place.
A place where gentlemen don't go. They have to call it that because they're trying to make you feel better about coming in and behaving like not a gentleman. So what this is, there are two students at this elementary school in which it's a club for fifth graders, in which their motto is look good,
feel good, do good. And so they meet once a week and they basically dress up every Wednesday, shirt and tie, bow tie. Like, nope. I know.
Yeah, I can handle it. It's just nice.
And so the teachers do that too. Like on that day, the teachers wear like a suit and tie.
Yeah.
And the idea is that they're trying to teach these fifth graders skills that they feel like no one else is teaching them. So the kind of things that they're teaching them are how to properly shake hands, how to make eye contact, how to open doors for people, how to address their elders, how to treat girls, et cetera, et cetera. And the hope is for them is by teaching them this stuff at a young age that it will have a great impact on them down the line.
That's a great idea. Just add balancing a bank account and you're fine.
Well, I mean, you can get to that later.
Well, not too much later.
Also true. But
what a cute idea.
I think it's actually really awesome.
It would be nice if people learned that a little bit more and a little bit earlier.
Yeah. Well, I mean, education is not the answer to everything. We seem to think that, but it really isn't. But at the same time, if somebody came along and showed you how to act the right way, then you wouldn't have to do the wrong thing a bunch before you finally figured it out on your own. Somebody comes along and shows you like, hey, and I mean, this sounds dumb, but did anybody teach you how to shake hands? No. So like
contact, how much? None of us do eye contact anymore.
Well, yeah, but I mean,
that was uncomfortable.
I don't know. I just think there's something really cool about that. Like, and I think that, cause I mean, it's not like these teachers are getting paid extra to do this.
For Gentlemen's Club.
They're just trying to make, I mean, it's a really good example of how small things really can make a huge difference just in one person's life. But then these guys grow up and they treat people better. Like, that impacts a lot of people just in day-to-day stuff. Like, I think it's awesome.
Two things. I think it's super, super nice because a lot of times we don't always have other people in our lives who will show us a lot of that stuff. So they're taking care of that. And then second, I just hope it's not like some sort of money laundering front and this is all a lie.
Well, we just assume it's bad.
We assume it's bad, but might actually be a nice thing that they're doing.
Yeah. It seems like it is. So
if you come in, though, and they're in there counting cash, then it's not.
Hey, you're the one that said they needed to learn banking.
That's true.
So, I mean,
you're right. My bad.
Geez, Nikki, what do you want?
I can't make up my mind, right?
The riot's not really here, but it was still kind of funny, wasn't it? Keep listening for more Worst of the Riot or get the full experience right now at riot.radiou.com.
Look, who among us has not, at a low point on maybe not your favorite day, you know, spend a little time on Craigslist looking to hire a professional or amateur killer, you know, to see if they could take care of the source of some of your problems.
I don't know if we've ever perused that. So we try not to go anywhere near those sections of Craigslist.
Let those among us who have not done that be the first to cast the stone, Nikki.
Yeah.
I don't see anybody picking up a rock, so.
Normally, what is that under section wise for the, is that just the job section?
Miscellaneous. Yeah. And you know what? Speaking of Craigslist, let's talk in a minute. I got a great story.
Selling stuff on Craigslist is all that I'll do every once in a while when I'm just okay enough with being berated by email, threatened or whatever to get a lower price. But I don't feel like I'm up for that all the time. But
you're not selling services.
I'm not selling. No. But so it's hard.
Well, here's the deal. Andrew, I don't know that he used Craigslist, but he was looking to hire somebody. He wanted to kill his estranged wife.
Aww.
And so he went and he was trying to hire a gang member from somebody in New Hampshire, which
I didn't know that was.
I'm just going to let you know, there may be some very fierce gangs in New Hampshire, but when you attach the word New Hampshire to gangs, it takes a lot of the teeth right out. Like, just right out of it. So lo and behold, he ends up, hiring a state trooper.
Yeah, posing as one.
Yeah, and as a result, he was going to go to jail. And then he realized, the only evidence they have is that state trooper. So he went off and tried to hire someone to kill the state trooper that he was hiring to kill his wife.
He's trying.
And whoops, if he didn't hire another state trooper to kill the state trooper, they tried to kill his wife. So he, like, just to let you know, at his, like, his flight risk hearing, yeah, he's just staying in jail now.
They're not letting him out.
Yeah, they're just going to.
What do you think is the ratio? Because we get a lot of stories where it's usually like the predator setup or the killer for hire setup where it's a state trooper that's on the other end of it. Like, I wonder what the ratio is to where people are still trying to find a person to kill somebody.
You mean, like, how many state troopers are posing as hired killers versus,
to,
like actual?
How many, like, is a hired killer actually using
Craigslist?
That service to find clients?
I think you'd put an ad in the paper or something.
Yeah, because no one's looking at that.
Exactly. Hmm. Law enforcement's not looking at the paper. Who's looking at the paper? Degenerates.
It's a good call on that.
Societal outcasts.
Yeah, just curious as to, like, to where we, if I decided I wanted to hurt somebody.
Let's say you wanted to hire somebody. Mm-hmm.
And I
know. Not to kill them, just to rough them up a little bit.
I know that, because we've all heard the stories, it's a state trooper, it's someone posing, but yet I still would think and try to find somebody.
It's easy. Like, when you're meeting with somebody and you're trying to hire them for that, you just say, are you a cop?
Of course. I'm sure they legally have to disclose
if they're a cop,
that.
They have to say if they're a cop.
They have to say that.
They have to say if they're a cop. So.
No, they don't. They don't.
You just ask.
Okay. In the email before you meet.
Yeah. So, I mean, and if they don't answer or whatever, they're definitely a cop.
Oh, this guy got caught twice, so.
What a moron. Just, what are you doing?
You thought that was good. Seriously, what is wrong with you? You can find some decent Riot clips online at riot.radiou.com.
Kraft mac and cheese definitely holds a special place in my ever hardening heart from eating all the Kraft mac and cheese. My grandma used to make me. I would come over and I would go in the back, and she had this little pantry, and I would go as soon as my mom took me there, I would go and get the Kraft macaroni and cheese box out and take it into the kitchen and put it on the counter and then go play. And we would have watched The Price is Right and eat mac and cheese.
That was it. On a sick day, too. It would just be so nice.
It was the best. I mean, I remember that being so small that I had to, like, stand on my tiptoes and reach up and get it. Quite frankly, I belong in a mac and cheese commercial.
I know you do.
Like, we need to recreate these moments because this brand inspires
that. In fact,
the
tagline on the commercial would be recreate the moments.
Mm.
Aww.
Well, 3 months ago, Kraft did a little something and now they're talking about it. They changed the recipe for Kraft macaroni and cheese. They removed yellow 5 and yellow 6 and other artificial food colors, and they swapped out natural spices like paprika, annatto, and turmeric.
What's the one, excuse me, what? Like, this old Farley thing where it's like,
so great.
You know, they swapped decaf for regular, and it's like, Kraft, excuse me, what?
You lied to me!
Go crazy. Throwing mac and cheese everywhere.
So it's been almost 3 months. Nobody noticed.
Yeah, but it's because they're prominently kids that eat Kraft mac and cheese, isn't it? They're not going to notice. and Obi.
There are certain adults, people over the age of 18.
All right, well, I mean,
that make their own trips to the grocery store that potentially purchase mac and cheese.
You don't have mac and cheese a lot, do you? Kraft mac and cheese a lot.
No, not really.
So, you're not consistent with it.
But do you want to know why I don't have it a lot?
It's not an everyday food.
I actually think that macaroni and cheese is hard to make. And I know everybody's like,
it's a box.
I know. No,
it's
no,
a
no,
box
no.
Mix.
I think that, you know what I should do? I should just buy like 6 boxes and perfect my mac and cheese and figure out which one I like the best. But what I have found is that it's hard to get it just right. It's easy to overboil it.
Sure.
And it's easy to underboil it, but just the right spot.
You know, you can buy the little individual.
Oh yeah, don't talk about the microwave. That's
the
garbage.
Little microwave ones.
Garbage. Garbage. It's not real.
Does it taste any different?
Yes.
It does?
Absolutely. It's wrong. So I should, you know what? That's what I need to do. This weekend, I mean, I'm going to buy like 10 boxes, so what, like $8? And I'm going to sit down and really, Of course, the real expense is all that butter and milk.
Yeah, really work hard on your recipe.
Yeah. So what Kraft wanted to do is they basically wanted to show that, hey, we did this and nobody noticed. It tastes the same. Look how amazing we are.
Other companies are working on it just to try to get rid of the any of the food coloring that has a number attached to it, like yellow number, mm-hmm. you know, all those things.
Yeah. So good news, everybody. They did it. So in the future, when we find out that in reality, paprika is killing us and they have to go back to yellow 5. But for now.
Now they think it's better.
Yeah. Now they've also gotten rid of artificial preservatives. And now they're just dumping a ton of salt into it. In fact, one box of mac and cheese, or is it one serving, has 72% of your daily recommended salt intake. Plus, you got to salt the mac and cheese because you overboiled it.
And you salt the butter, which goes in there, too.
Think of the worst thing in the world. Okay, now listen to a clip of the worst of the riot. That way it won't seem quite as terrible.
And I'll have the number 8. That's a party platter. It serves 12 people. I know what I'm about, son.
The riot.
All right, Nikki, let's talk about what we've got in front of us. Limited edition Pop-Tart flavors.
Thanks to everybody who had sent in pictures.
Yeah, lots of people did.
Because without your pictures, we would have forgotten that Pop-Tart came out with these limited edition flavors.
Yeah, I don't typically wander down the Pop-Tart aisle, but that's just a shortcoming of my own.
And that's something you're working on.
I am working
on it.
Well, like today, I went. So, I mean, that's already a step in the right direction. There's frosted maple bacon, and then we have watermelon. And Nikki has strong feelings about
the maple bacon. Well, remember, I don't really care for bacon, and I don't really care for maple.
Yeah, well,
a wicked combination.
I toasted them, so they're warm.
Good job toasting, by the way.
And boy, it...
Doesn't
like, it? It smells like burnt bacon.
Yes.
Or fake bacon.
But I think because the maple combination with it, that's what's adding in.
Oh, the only thing that's missing from this is cigarettes and you've got Waffle House. You ready?
Oh, yeah. All right.
Here we go.
Maple bacon. You get a lot of maple.
Yeah, a lot of maple.
Maybe the bacon will be in the kick later.
Let's find out. I'll bet you these little flakes on top are bacon flavored.
It's not terrible because
I found it. There's the bacon.
It's not as bad as I thought it would be, but you really get a lot of maple. You get a strong. Cool. Nope, there is. That is.
Yeah, it's like once you get through the maple,
you get almost like in your air. Because I just breathed in and I was like, "Whoa, that's bacon taste."
I don't
interesting.
Like it. Well, I don't like that at all.
Well, it's not bad because I had one bite and I feel like I'm full.
I'm sure I don't want any more.
So you know how you get bummed when you realize, like, hey, there's a lot of calories in, like, one Pop-Tart and there's two, like, you want to eat the whole packet? I don't need to. I'm good.
Mm. Yeah.
All right, let's do the watermelon.
All right, here we go. This one, I actually...
This one smells really good.
This smells like Bubblicious watermelon gum.
I took a bigger bite.
Really took a big bite.
That was pretty good. I like watermelon.
It really tastes a lot like watermelon.
Yeah, watermelon bubble gum.
I don't feel like I should be swallowing this because
it's bubble gum.
It's gum.
Yeah, but after the maple bacon, it's not bad.
Well, it's a good palate cleanser, I can tell you that.
That's true.
No, I don't like it.
But you're still eating it.
It's still Pop-Tart. Take
another bite. He literally goes, I don't like it, while taking another bite. Like, I don't like it.
I'm still working through it.
Yeah, just to make sure.
Ooh, yeah, it also reminds me of watermelon fruit roll-up.
I
mean, different,
see that.
Different texture, but absolutely the same chemical.
I like the watermelon one.
Yeah, well, I'm out. It's a good thing those are limited edition. They're not going to sell.
We're not sad if those go away.
No.
Is, to me, the watermelon one's better than, like, the strawberry one.
Boy, that's tough. I mean, would you rather be shot or hung? It's like... I'm not sure. They both sound pretty bad.
Which way? That's what you ask yourself when you go to the break room table.
Yeah, I don't want any more of either of those. I'm good. So, hey, everybody.
On the break room table.
Right next to the toaster, actually. I was kind of in a hurry to get back in here. Yeah.
Here at Radio U, if you want the maple bacon Pop-Tarts or the watermelon ones, they're there.
I mean, there's probably people in the world that like that.
I really don't mind the watermelon as much.
I mean, in fairness, it worked. I mean, they sold two boxes of Pop-Tarts this morning.
They don't care if you like them.
They would not have otherwise sold.
And you're talking about them, so really, they won.
That's a thing.
This is the worst of the riot.
No, go past this. Past this part. In fact, never play this again.
Nikki, can you explain to me? This has come up. There's a video that's making the rounds of a girl that asks what they believe. Like, it seems like maybe she is his stepdaughter, and she's asking him to officially adopt her.
Yeah.
And it's like 2.5 minutes, and it's all weepy.
Oh, heartwarming story.
It's all weepy. Well, here's what I don't understand.
Which is a nice, refreshing change compared to our normal list of stories.
Well, you know, we like to talk about other things.
Not just our stories that we tell you guys, but the ones that we all just get to see and filter through.
Yeah, but here's my thing is like, hey, watch this. It's going to make you cry. And I'm like, then I'm not watching it.
I want to watch it.
You want to cry?
It keeps you real. You have to cry every so often.
Says who? You have
to let it out.
Says who?
Says your heart.
Wait,
OB.
Hang on.
Where is yours?
I don't have one. I don't hear it.
No, you have to cry every so often. This keeps you...
Don't you think... I think you're saying that because you're a girl.
Probably.
I have to cry every once in a while. Of course you do. In fact, I just watched a movie over the weekend.
Even though that is not specifically just... It's okay for a guy to cry.
I didn't say
it's
that
not just
it
for girls.
Wasn't okay for a man to cry. If a man wants to be a sissy boy, it's fine.
So rude.
It's fine.
He's kidding.
Go ahead.
He's kidding.
Weep it up.
What's
Whatever.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing.
This is a nice story. I'd rather put my energy into watching the video, even if it means I cry, than see another story about a naked selfie.
I know that. Oh, I cried at that, too, but for different reasons.
I wept for society. Because then that's all the news that we get.
I mean, to say I don't cry is not true.
So you do cry.
Well, yeah. Again, every time a Kardashian takes their clothes off, I weep, which means I've spent most of my day crying. Where were we? Oh.
No one gets any wings.
No. We're all being dragged down to somewhere else. The thing, though, is like, I feel like you seek out opportunities to cry. It's like
animal videos.
Yes.
Homecoming videos, like the soldier stuff. These videos. I love those.
I don't understand. Why, like, you're like, hey, I'm going to cry. Like, that's a good thing. Like,
no.
That's the other thing. I've had people like, you've got to watch this. It'll make you cry. And I'm like, okay, then I'm not going to watch it.
But you have to realize that it's going to make you cry. Sometimes it's just a statement. It doesn't mean I'm actually going to be sobbing. It just means that emotionally the tears have been stirred.
Yeah.
In my body.
What? So now you can cry about something else?
So I might be able to cry. If not, I'm at least feeling some emotions.
And it's better than feeling nothing at all?
Yeah. Yes, it is.
I'll watch this video just to feel again.
Just to feel something. Which sounds really bad, doesn't it? I guess that sounds depressing.
It's fine. But the other thing is, like, I don't feel like you delineate between the types of crying. You're like, here's an animal cruelty video. I gotta watch it. I gotta cry. It's like, here's a homecoming video. Gotta watch this one. Gotta cry. You know what I'm saying?
Sure, it's the same.
It's just like you need both. I need to be overwhelmed by the evil of humanity today.
No, I just like nice stories, and nice stories usually are more sentimental.
Okay. All right. Well.
I'm going to watch it. If you want to come over here and watch it, you can. If not, just pass me a tissue because this one looks sad.
All right, here. Have two.
And actually, my allergies are acting up, so pass me a tissue anyways, because my right eye's been crying already.
Well, there's a tissue for each eye.
I know. I'll need something.
Nikki needs the next 2.5 minutes. Nobody call.
Just because it's cute.
It's nice, right?
Aww.
So, all right. Have a good...
A weep.
Have a weep.
Ever wonder how Obadiah spends his days off?
It's just me in a castle. I gotta fight like 1,000 wizards. The only way to beat him is to punch him as hard as I can in their faces.
And while he does that, you can enjoy this Worst of the Riot clip.
Nikki, I think you actually could have a great reality show.
Oh, just following what I do?
Yeah, I do, because think about this, all right? You come and you work with a bunch of really annoying people.
It's because it's all guys.
But I'm just saying, like, you'd be kind of the normal one. Like,
I feel like I'm sometimes Snow White and you guys.
And we're the
other people.
Well, really? I know who grouchy is.
Wow. You know, that's nice.
Just because it's all guys.
I mean, you do know that maybe we have things for you.
Oh yeah, maybe, probably.
Yeah.
Am I one of the wicked?
Well, I know.
Wicked
I can't,
people?
I can't say it.
No.
Okay, so let's talk about you. But like, for example, Eric just came in and told me about what you were doing last night. And I would be interested in watching you watch this show on TV.
Oh, to see the reaction?
Nikki was watching Tiny House Hunters.
Well, I like House
Tell
Hunters.
Tell them how mad you got.
Well, I like House Hunters a lot. And then I was watching on demand Tiny House Hunters.
Tell them,
tiny.
Nikki.
They're tiny houses. They're like 300 square feet, if mm-hmm. that. And I watched two episodes. And you know, with House Hunters, they like give you three options.
Yeah.
You might not know. You might not watch, but they give you.
I don't.
You go through.
I just said yes because I'm like, yeah, okay, whatever.
Just agree. You go through and they show three houses that they've toured and then they pick the one at the end.
Mm-hmm.
And man, these things are tiny. And it was just one did not have a bathroom.
So where do you go potty?
They had a ceramic like bucket in the kitchen with a toilet lid.
No, they did not.
Yes,
no,
they did.
Did not.
And there was no shower.
That's not acceptable.
Yeah, and you'd lift the lid up and there was like a toilet lid there.
And that was at like a 300 square foot house?
Yeah.
It was $300,000?
No, it was $50,000.
Oh, $50,000.
$50,000 for, and it was acre property.
It had land.
For a house. With no bathroom.
No bathroom.
No shower.
No.
So think how that house smells having an occupant who doesn't shower.
Right. Well, here's a couple things I want you to keep in mind. I actually, when I'm buying a house or getting an apartment, renting a room, right? The only thing I'm really doing that for is really for three things. I want to go to the bathroom with some privacy. I want to take a shower and I want to have a place to sleep/lay in bed and watch video on my phone.
Comfortably, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
That's all it's for.
I noticed you didn't say kitchen.
No, you can eat out. It's
exactly.
Fine. Like, no big deal.
No.
But you can't bowel movement out. I mean, that's not convenient.
Like, okay, you're dropping a deuce in the kitchen. Okay, on the bucket, and so here's
well, the bucket's there. He lifted the lid,
which you could reach over and work the stove.
Do you think she had to clean that out before showings?
Maybe. Well, think about this. You're just like, hey, everybody, it's been really nice having everybody over. Could you guys go outside? I got to take the Browns to the Super Bowl. Okay.
Walk to the pool.
Would you guys mind going outside for just a minute?
It's weird. It was okay. So weird.
And there was another couple there. They were trying to downsize. They wanted to declutter. They had three kids. A couple of three kids.
And it looked like a caboose.
They saw a
like
couple houses.
The boxcar kids.
They
saw a first house, and then they went to another house, and the other house was twice as big as the first one. This one was 400 square feet. And she looked around and says, I don't know what I'd do with all this space. I can't clean all this. Which Nicole understood that means she just what? What did you?
I was lazy right there.
She just didn't want to clean
lazy.
Anything.
Any space. So they chose the small one, which had two upper lofts where her three kids, and one was barely walking, would sleep on the one side and then they would sleep on the other.
Which there was only one ladder to get to each of the lofts.
So you have to
rotate it between.
I couldn't handle it. I couldn't handle the show. I couldn't handle it.
Two things. One, I read a great blog. This was a couple months ago by somebody who, after like did this, they went and they like got this efficiency house and whatever. And after
a tiny house.
And after 6 months, they were like, I hate it.
It's the worst.
I don't ever want to live like this again. And I loved that. And then the second thing is that I remember very distinctly at one point I had a living space that was one size. And then I moved into a space that was about 75% bigger.
Yeah.
And I distinctly remember walking through it and going, oh, this is wonderful. Like,
I just want all this space.
All of this space is great. And then it occurred to me that like I've listened to people talk about the evils of consumerism, but I'm just going to tell you right now, when you're used to like not very much space and then you get more, that is a great feeling. And that's why people like to have more than 400 square feet.
That's why they're doing it.
Yeah, I'm out on that. Seriously. It's fine if I can't cook. I can order pizza every night of my life. But when I go to the bathroom, I want a little privacy.
It's not going to be in that bucket.
In fact, I would consider that to be potentially the one non-negotiable part of my entire living arrangement.
Leave me alone. This is my time.
You're about to listen to more Worst of the Riot. It won't be your worst decision today.
I just found a bag of fireworks in the men's restroom. Would you guys like to light them off?
Hey, are you familiar with, what's that place called again? Jurassic Jungle over on East Main Street in Fall River?
No.
It's that pet store that I've been telling you about. A lot of reptiles there. And that's part of why they're calling it Jurassic Jungle.
Oh! Seems like the perfect place you'd love.
So Jurassic Jungle had a little dust up on Saturday. Hey, they're the people that work there. And then apparently they have some volunteers that come in just to help take care of the animals.
I guess I never assumed that would be at a store. More like a little zoo.
See, that's what I thought. Like, volunteers? What?
You mean volunteer for a smaller amount of money and less hours? Or
how about no amount of money and I guess weekend you just hours. Show up when you want to? So Saturday morning, there was a problem. One of the volunteers and his brother were in the store, and he saw one of the employees feeding one of the lizards. And he looked at him and said, "No!" And they got into a little bit of an argument about proper care of said lizard. And after that, Nikki, things begin to devolve.
Well, once you yell at somebody, it's really hard to recover.
Well, how do you feel about recovering after someone grabs you and chokes you until you almost pass out and then they take turns kicking you in the face?
Do you see that
as a recoverable position?
Maybe, just maybe. I do see that since they like reptiles, maybe that's called the snake move. You know, you grab him, you start choking him.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, so, wait. Do you think once he choked him out, did he put the snake on him?
The lizard?
Like Jake the Snake Roberts?
The reptile.
Oh,
I don't
he's
know.
Getting the snake out.
Now, the kicking part, that's a no-no, too. We shouldn't respond that way.
Okay. Well, it's funny that I've said all of this, but I can still say that it escalated from there.
Don't tell me fire was included.
No. What ended up happening is there was one person in the store already and two more came in from the street trying to pull them off of the guy, at which point more choking ensued, more
the
punching.
The worker or the volunteer?
Is the volunteer. The worker's on the floor, not sure what's happening because he hasn't been breathing.
Gotcha.
So one of the brothers locked the door and they just began fighting with the people they had let in. I mean, seriously, it was like a cage match in there.
And apparently.
No one leaves.
So we figure this out. And you just needed some sort of thing for your reptile. You're in the back of the store just quiet, waiting it out.
Mm-hmm. Well, then, okay, and this is where allegations start. The one lady was choked for a little while and she said that he spat in my face. Then the other guy's like, he hit me repeatedly in the head with a brick. I don't know where the brick came from. Maybe the building is brick. I've never been to Jurassic Jungle. So all of this takes place. Eventually, they open the door. Now, here's what they say, that even though it was Saturday morning, they say the brothers had been out back smoking a little bit of the Mary Jane, as they call it.
I see.
And throwing back a couple of...
So early on a Saturday. Well, or Nikki, their Friday kept going.
I was
going
to say, could have been Friday night for them. We can't be sure.
Probably at that point.
Yeah, but I'm telling you this... Now, I'm going to offend some people, but I'm going to take some time to be honest. So just know that I'm sorry in advance, but the truth sometimes is offensive. This is why you can't trust friends that own reptiles.
True.
Boom.
True.
This is
Good
why.
Good point.
All right? Right there.
In a whole store?
Yeah.
Reptile stuff and people volunteering?
Mm-hmm. So just right there. Just know your friend that has a reptile, like, he's not that far, or she is not that far from choking you, hitting you in the head with a brick, and then putting the reptile on you. You're that close.
What you should be doing right now is hunting your next meal out of doors. Since you're not.
You might as well listen to the Worst of the Riot.
So let's say you're on your way out and about, and one of the worst things about... leaving your house, or maybe for some of you it's going home if you don't have any roommates, but it's just that feeling of being alone.
Sure.
You know? And a lot of places, they frown on pets. Don't bring your dog here, et cetera, et cetera. But what if you could bring your fish with you?
Like to the restaurant or
to
the
anywhere.
Movies?
All right. Check this out. Now, granted, it's an Etsy product, so it's not being mass produced, but they have made a... backpack aquarium.
Okay, so kind of like maybe last year we talked about these new backpacks for your cats and dogs that mm-hmm. almost look like a backpack with a space helmet built into it, because then they could see a lot more and not be as anxious. But instead, you could just have it with your fish.
Yeah, this would be your chance to take your fish with you everywhere that you go. Now, it's only about $500, but...
but it's your fish. I mean, is it worth it?
Well, and it's the cure for loneliness.
Yeah.
You're not going to be alone anymore. Like, that feeling of like, oh my gosh, I can't face this by myself. Fish.
What if someone stole your backpack? Like, no, it's my fish. It's not just a backpack.
You know what I do love about this backpack full of fish is that... currently, wherever you go to visit, they don't have any rules to keep you from doing this.
Yeah.
Like, when you show up at the movies and you have this fish backpack, there's not a darn thing. They're going to tell you that you can't have it, but if you really take them to task, they're going to be hard-pressed to show you how there's an existing, like, oh, see the sign here? It says no fish backpacks. Can't bring your fish in here. So
you're the one that will make them come up with new rules.
That's right. New signs.
You're an innovator.
But it's a free-for-all right now. You can just take your fish aquarium backpack anywhere you want to go.
It really looks like an old-school backpack that's got it's all clear.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be more like the pet backpack where it has the aquarium sort of space and you can still use the bag for other stuff.
Oh, no, this is just for
fish.
This
looks like it is just for fish.
Yeah. So, I mean,
you're putting rocks in the bottom. How heavy is this bag?
Well, with all that water, it's going to be a little heavy.
Yeah.
But, you know, Nikki, sometimes you do what you have to do to bring your fish with you.
You're right.
Yeah. So, think about how appreciative your fish is going to be. Normally, he's just sitting on your desk. All day, all night. Mm. This guy's got nothing going on.
There's a lot of people, though, that are saying this is probably not real.
You don't think so?
Even on an Etsy.
Someone should make it real. I think that idea, it's workable.
Well, they say like the bag is supposed to be self-cleaning, comes with all the fish, the rocks, the snails, the plants. Yeah, so
that part's not real. But the actual backpack itself
could be real.
Man, I want somebody to make that. And just to be clear, I'm not carrying it anywhere, but I want to go somewhere and see someone wearing this fish backpack.
And then it's tempting to snip a little hole.
No.
Let
no.
the water out.
I mean, that's
not
like,
too much. You want to save the fish.
Is it tempting to push people's dogs in front of a moving car? No. Because that's the same thing.
Is it?
There's a lot you might not know about Nikki.
At 16, she won the gold, turned pro, and was named one of Barbara Walters' most fascinating persons of 1994.
See what else you can learn by listening right now to The Worst of the Riot.
Let's face it, when you're moving and you're renting, things become a little contentious. You know, like you've got your security deposit. You want it back.
You want all of it back.
And they come in and they're like, that scratch wasn't here. No, it was. That scratch has been there the whole time. What are you talking about? You guys, when I came in here, that scratch was bigger. It's actually gotten smaller since I moved in.
I don't think they're going to believe that if you said that.
That is crazy, right? Well, let's talk about Pontiac Mayor Deidre Holloway. Now, Deidre Holloway Waterman. She is being sued for $30,000 of alleged damages from a business or from a building that she was renting from, and they're running a business out of it. We don't need to get into all the boring details. Here's the important part. In these allegations and this $30,000 lawsuit, there's one item that really sticks out to me. Trash removal? Nah, that's pretty normal. You know, no. Six sinks. She took the sinks.
With her?
Out. Place she was renting.
Yeah, that doesn't come with you.
Who? And I think it's something like she says like she originally owned it, then they sold it. And no, I don't know if they say they did the renovations, but she's like,
so they
no, look,
the sinks.
We own those sinks. They're ours. We took them with us. Who?
That's gutsy.
I mean,
I guess you can.
Who takes the sinks?
Yeah, you know, it just depends, and I wouldn't want to get in that situation.
And, like, do you think you go over to her house, and, like, you can't, it's like, oh, you can't pull into the garage, why not? Well, the sinks are in there.
Because what else are they going to do with them?
Because, like, where are you going to put these sinks now?
I don't know.
And, you know, the other thing is that I'm not handy enough to where I would say to myself, like, I don't walk into a place, and I'm like, you know what? Let's put a new sink in here. That'll fix it. We need a new sink. No, clueless. It occurred to me the other day, I was like, you could actually put a new sink in here. Right.
You can change that out.
A sink. This lady's like, hey, we're moving out. Get everything and make, hey, don't forget the sinks.
You could always sell, like, back the sinks to the person since you're moving out.
Oh, so
like
then
not remove them, but you need to work with them on, all right, well, instead of us taking these with us, what would you give us to leave these here?
We'll leave these behind.
Yeah, that way you don't have to go through the effort of removing the sinks.
Maybe it's a spite thing. Like, fine.
Seems a bit like
I'm taking
that.
The sinks.
Or to them, they're just handy enough to where it's no big deal to take the sinks.
I will say, and I won't say from what experience, but I got an opportunity to hear some parents fighting at one point. In which one of them said, well, I'm leaving. Like, you know, I'm leaving you and I'm taking the TV.
And I'm taking the sinks.
Okay, so maybe in this, maybe there was a bitter struggle over who got to stay where. And
someone threw that out there and they took the sinks.
That's it, I'm leaving and I'm taking the sinks.
All six of them.
Instead of the next Worst of the Riot clip, Obadiah has a special presentation for you.
I ever tell you about my Star Trek script? The Enterprise is 5 parsecs out of Rigel 12.
On second thought, here's that Worst of the Riot clip after all.
How do you guys feel about the McDonald's breakfast menu in the afternoon? Has it been working for you? Have you been going for an egg a muffin in the middle of the afternoon?
If they had biscuit stuff, I would, but I think they messed up with that.
See, right, what you just heard there is, I think, key. And that is that whatever you have and whatever you make available, I really only want the thing you're not making available.
It's still not good enough.
Well, I will tell you, one of my very best friends, she absolutely has what I would call a borderline obsessive love of McDonald's biscuit.
But there, never, something special about them.
But she never gets up early enough to eat them.
Yeah. And like here, I'm studio locked, like landlocked. I can't get to it. Oh, I mean, yes. I guess I could go before I come to work, but
yes, McDonald's is open. I can attest.
That's early for a biscuit.
That McDonald's is open that early. Well, McDonald's in some markets, they're hearing you, Nikki. They hear you wanting all day breakfast with everything.
Biscuits.
Yep. And so North Carolina in the Triad region, no idea what that means, and Tulsa, Oklahoma. Well, I mean, there's the Triads.
The biscuits are there. They made it work.
I've heard of the Triads,
yeah, but not like
that. Triad, North Carolina. And then Tulsa, Oklahoma, they have basically made, they're calling it all day breakfast, bigger menu. And so that's McMuffins, biscuits, McGriddles, and, you know, the rest of the stuff.
Yeah, wave your hand like that. Just so
whatever,
wave it
off. Whatever you want for your breakfast is there in the afternoons.
Some of the southern states have the biscuits, right?
And then, yeah, it's regional. Whether you get the biscuit all day or the McMuffin all day. That's oppression right there. You know what I want?
The McMuffin is more like
a quality.
It's like an egg McMuffin or an English
muffin. It's an English muffin. You know, Nikki, we fought the Revolutionary War to be free of the English and their muffins.
I would like a biscuit, so.
Give me that biscuit. Okay, so here's where we are. If all this news, and it all sounds really good, but I'm here to tell all of you that you can have your all-day breakfast and your all-day whatever. I wake up in the morning thinking about chicken McGriddles.
Chicken McGriddles, you had that.
It's confession time.
Did you have it again? How many times have you eaten a chicken McGriddle?
Here's the thing. I have found out that the McDonald's down the street from my house, yes, like literally, I'm talking like 2 miles, they have chicken McGriddles.
And how many times?
If we just talk about the last week, I've had 2.
Really? Yeah. Normally, he's always like, just McDonald's once a week.
You can only have
breakfast.
It once a week.
It's sometimes food.
Technically, they were in different calendar weeks.
Oh, that's
so, I mean,
you're not like, breaking the rule there.
That's right.
You're skirting
right.
It, but not breaking it.
But I'm not going to lie to you. There's a very good chance that the rule will get this morning. If it hadn't been for all that time I slept on the floor,
the
I probably would have had one.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I think tomorrow morning, cloudy with a chance of chicken McGriddles. I mean, that's the forecast I'm looking at right now.
Oh,
so,
boy.
This all-day everything breakfast test, only in 2 places right now, but if it goes well, there are talks of McDonald's taking it nationwide.
McDonald's, all we heard from you was like, yeah, breakfast will be in the afternoon, and then you gave us a limited menu.
Nikki doesn't like your McMuffins.
That's right.
Since you enjoy listening to Obadiah and Nikki when they aren't even here, maybe you should follow them on Twitter. Find their feeds and more on the Riot page at RadioU.com.
Now, one thing many, many, many of you have been doing, and I appreciate you thinking about me. You're good people, guys. All right.
But he's seen it.
Yeah. So people keep sending me a video of a guy that works at a place called Reptile Gardens in Rapid City, South Dakota. Have you seen the video, Nikki?
I have. Someone posted it on our Radio U Riot Facebook page.
And here's his job. Honestly, there really is something sick about this. He comes in, all of the snakes are in the drawers, and so he comes in with little mice, and he puts the mice in with the snakes. Now, I don't want to be like the humanitarian here, but how do you think those mice feel?
Yeah.
Have you noticed that mice are like the disposable item of the animal kingdom to most of the civilized world?
Did it show like, were they wiggling or were they like frozen or something?
Who cares?
Oh. Had they been gently lulled to sleep earlier?
What, with the little pillows?
Yeah, I remember.
Nikki holds the little pillow over
their head. And it's like, shh, don't fight it.
It'll be over in a minute, okay? Well, you don't want to be alive when the snake eats you.
Or they just tossed alive and moving and stuff.
Typically, they're fed live. A lot of times, as I understand it, like they won't eat them if they aren't alive and moving.
Yeah.
Like, you know how if you saw your food wiggle, you're like, I'm not eating it?
It's the reverse.
They're the other way around. It's like, if it ain't wiggling, I'm not eating it. Forget about
it's
it.
Just picky.
Just forget about it. So there's this video of this dude feeding all these, they were dead. Okay, it says here that they were feeding them dead mice. So, well, then it's fine, everybody. We killed the mice first.
So funny, these things just live in these bins.
Yeah.
Like on a wall. It looks like there would be like nuts and bolts and screws and stuff, but instead it's just snakes in these bins.
Yeah, well, and I mean, you know, like we live in apartments. That's a snake high rise.
That is true.
That's all that is.
Yeah, okay.
All right, so it's an Asiatic monocled cobra that this dude is feeding this thing for lunch, and that snake is just like...
It's having a tough time. It's stressed.
It doesn't want to be fed. It wants out. And so it keeps getting out and out. And he just has these two like little sticks. And like he never panics. He's just like moving the snake, moving the snake, moving the snake. And the whole time I'm like, ah! Snake!
You know, like you ever see the juggling, but yet with the sticks?
Yep.
It's kind of like that. He's just got a talent.
Now, snake is that third stick right there. It is.
It's gross.
It is gross, dude. I seriously like... I don't ever want to go where that person is right now.
Well, if you want to watch the video again, it's posted on our wall at Radio U Riot. Someone posted it there. But
they did.
I feel like...
I've had so many people email it to me.
Now you know how I feel with every bear video.
The polar bear. Yeah, but your videos are nice at least.
I know, they're so cute at least.
Like a nice video.
But anytime there's a video out, you get like, a couple hundred people sending you it.
Yeah. I mean, I just
keep sending this to him. He hasn't had enough.
Imagine me with a shotgun just going crazy. Just
firing at the wall.
I'd burn the building down. The only concern I would have is, okay, you know what? We're going to go old school. We're going to have to nuke the site from orbit. And I'll tell you why. Because you burn the building down, some of the snakes are going to get out.
And then they're mad.
And I don't want to go through and systematically kill them all because I hate snakes enough that I just don't want to do that. So... I think a tactical nuke, small detonation. We got to get everybody out. I mean, I'm not going to get the people, but the reptiles, they don't deserve to live.
Well, we made it.
You have no idea what I've just been through.
If you want to subject yourself to more torture, you can find even more Riot clips online at riot.radiou.com.
So we decide sometimes to do a Riot food fight, and then sometimes we just open it up and eat it.
Well, sometimes these just sit here. We had a few weeks ago, which you can watch through Radio U Riot. That is our YouTube channel. We hosted a special YouTube anniversary show.
We did.
For our Riot show, and you actually can watch us host a special Riot show. We got these party cake peeps for the show. But we were so busy.
Just eating cake.
And we had cake, so we never got to them, but we thought we'll just try them. They seem to have other flavors too, like watermelon and a few other weird ones for peeps.
What is it with watermelon just everywhere? Watermelon Pop-Tarts, watermelon peeps.
I will say they smell good.
If you smell them long enough.
They smell super good.
They smell like a cake. But if you smell them long enough, they start to smell like wax.
Yeah, but if you just smell the bag, you know, like the packaging and stuff, it smells good. So these are Peeps party cake.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Which I never really like Peeps too much, but
I'm not. No.
No, you don't like it?
No.
Where's the birthday cake taste? Well, that's there.
That's not. Well, I mean, I don't really like Peeps anyway. That's
it's a sharp birthday cake taste all at once. It kind of like just smacks you, and then it goes away, and then it smacks you again.
All I taste is objectionable.
Really? I like these better than Peeps.
I mean, I'd take
like
this over.
Like regular flavor Peeps.
You know, like over an onion or something.
But they're pretty good. I like it. It's like a marshmallow.
It is a marshmallow.
It is a marshmallow.
Yeah.
I know.
Well, you said it's like a marshmallow.
Well it's like a traditional marshmallow.
Yeah. I don't hate that like you do. But here's my thing is like, I should love Peeps.
I know.
I should absolutely love them because, first off, I love marshmallows. Just give me a bag of marshmallows. Now, I can't eat a ton of them. I'll eat like two or three of them, and that's enough. But I like marshmallows. I should be like...
You should be all over them.
This is a marshmallow coated in something else I like. Sugar.
Birthday cake flavor.
With some birthday... It's everything. It's the all food. I should be thrilled with that. And yet when I eat it, I'm like...
You don't like it?
I really genuinely don't like it.
Oh, I think it's... A half hand up.
What about
not
this?
Not a thumbs up, but half.
Let me just, you know, what about a dark chocolate covered marshmallow?
Oh, now that's good. I bet those are around.
Doesn't that sound good?
That sounds delicious.
Somebody get to work on
you
that.
Want dark chocolate or milk chocolate?
I went dark chocolate.
See, I thought maybe milk chocolate might be good.
I love dark chocolate. So good.
And then put some sprinkles on it.
It doesn't even need that, but if you want it, I'll eat it.
Like
sure.
A caramel apple, you can just roll it roll the marshmallow with chocolate and then dip it in like little sprinkles, nuts, all that stuff.
Like whatever you're feeling at the moment, you know? Like we're just going crazy here. It's so good. I don't like these.
Okay, well, I'll keep them over here then.
You know what? You can have them. And hey, Chris.
No, I'll give it to Chris.
Hey, Chris.
We opened up the Peeps. You can try the party cake Peeps.
Chris is coming every morning like, so you haven't had the Peeps yet.
We had them.
Every day he wakes up and he's like, I wonder if they opened the Peeps.
No, he woke up knowing. Like in his heart, he heard it in his head.
He probably did. He woke up as soon as the bag got opened.
They're open.
The riot's not really here, but it was still kind of funny, wasn't it? Keep listening for more Worst of the Riot or get the full experience right now at riot.radiou.com.
Look, let's get focused. I have a running theory. What have we talked about on the show before? You can't trust friends that have reptiles.
Yeah, reptiles, snakes, okay. And stuff.
I have another. You can't trust a pig farmer. Okay, mostly animal related. You'll see. But now I want to add somebody new to that particular category. You can't trust a friend with a wood chipper.
Yeah. Don't tell me any story with that or tell me, does at least the person make it?
Well, here's the thing. Tara Lambert is a model. Which I just want to let you know, anybody can be a model.
You're a model.
I'm a model.
Took a picture today. That makes you a model.
Boom! I'm a model. Look at that. I'm a big and tall model, but it's, and you know what? We're not supposed to focus on body things. Okay? I'm still a model. I'm going to be on the cover of the Men's Health swimsuit issue this year.
Yeah, you just got to work on that.
Real talk, real men have curves. Where were we? We were talking about Tara Lambert. She has curves. She's 33. She's a model. And she wanted to have her husband's ex-wife killed. And she says, look, I didn't mean it, okay? Which is what you say when the police show up.
When you did mean it.
Yeah. I mean, like, the police show up and it's like,
like, they're just going to leave and say, okay, well, you did not mean it, so we're not going to arrest you.
I didn't, yeah. Like, okay, I was totally, I knew you were a cop. Oh, my gosh, this is hilarious. I'm a model. Stop it. So she says that she didn't mean it. And that when she told the cop that he could dispose of the body by putting it in her wood chipper, that she didn't mean that either.
Who has a wood chipper?
People that are trying to get rid of bodies.
Like a personal one.
People that are trying to get rid of bodies.
Oh.
She's like, hey, we'll feed her to the wood chipper. I was kidding. I'm kidding. That's what you say to undercover cops in bars.
That's our joke that we have.
You know?
Well, I'm glad that she was found out.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
Yes.
I just love the idea of like you're in the middle of this talk and obviously this is terrible. It's horrific. It's this awful thing. But just the idea of like, you're sitting there like, he's like, okay, so I'll kill her. What do you want me to do with the body? I don't know. You know, we have a wood chipper. Do you think it's just like, are we really having this conversation?
That's how
right
he
now?
Envisions that conversation going.
We have a wood chipper. Okay, all right. I mean, we could do that, but any other ideas? Like, well, shallow grave, the dog will find it.
You want to see the whole list.
You know, like, well, I mean, okay, look, all right, I'm just spitballing here, okay? We're just talking, all right? I mean, if you were an undercover officer, I don't think we're into the arresting stage yet.
I'm just kidding.
I mean, we're just kidding around here. A couple friends at a bar, right? Talking about what to do with the body of the person you're going to kill when I pay you. I mean, that's what friends talk about, right? Coffee and, you know, body disposal. It's just a thing. Oh, my gosh. I have to go to a photo shoot right now.
I'm a model.
I'm a model. I'll see you later.
I think I like more the fact that it's like, well, she's a model.
Well, she's a model actress, and she was pretending when she was trying to hire you with the wood chipper thing.
You just listened to some of the worst of the riot, but there's more where that came from.
I know. I checked online.
Get the full experience at riot.radiou.com.